Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mariana Frosig Sorensen, and she's an intern at the Museum of Danish America. Good morning to you, Mariana.
Good morning. Good morning.
And Mariana, the first thing I want to know is what you've been doing at the museum as an intern.
Oh, several things. First of all, the project that I'm here to do is the project of doing institutional archives. Basically, I'm building an archive from scratch using all the papers that has been floating around in the system of the museum for 31 years. That is a lot of paper.
I can almost imagine this mountain of paper covering you up, Mariana.
Yeah. I could build like a small fortress of boxes with paper. I had contemplated doing that because that could just be fun.
Yes, it could be. And then you'd have to take a photo of it to send to all your friends. So have you found things that people sort of say, well, I didn't know we had that?
I found letters from the Queen's office in Denmark. I found Christmas cards from Mr. Müller, Mask McKinney Müller of Denmark, the company Mask. I found several funny newspaper clips with pictures of staff members from years ago. I've found drafts for speeches made by John Mark, our director, and
kind of unbelievable. So now when you say you're building an archive, all are those paper bits all kept, or are they being all put in the computer, or both?
We are not doing the digital thing. Basically, my task is sorting all the papers, dividing it into categories, devising a finding aid, devising a master inventory list so it can be found again if you wish to look at all the Christmas cards that the museum has done, or if you wish to look at all the financial audits reports, or if you want to look at,
Okay. And so a part of your job was deciding what those categories were going to be and putting this whole system into place.
Yes, exactly. And I've done so in collaboration with museum staff, and it has been great fun.
Okay, good. And are you going to get finished before you leave on February 1st?
No. There is an insane amount of paper and boxes and objects and VHS tapes and DVDs and so there is gonna be some stuff for me to come back to.
I was just gonna say, maybe you'll have to come back and kind of get that finished up.
Well, I hope that I'll be able to get back here to Elkhorn this summer so I can finish up the project. That would be nice.
Yes, that would be really great. And since you're familiar with kind of having found all that, it would be really, I think, helpful. Rather than having somebody new start on a project, it'd be really, really good. Well, you are leaving, at least for a while, February 1st. What are you going to be doing when you get home?
I'm going to hopefully be going back to where I worked before I came over here. I work at a museum in Denmark, the Museum of Fredericia, and it is a museum and an archive. So that's where I get my archival experience from. Mm-hmm. So I hope to be going back there, and of course I have to go back to the university also, so there'll be stuff to do.
All right. Do you have a master's degree, or are you working on that, or where are you at in that process?
I'm working on my master's degree. It's a work in progress.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I understand that. It took me 10 years, so I hope yours doesn't take that long. Talking about going back home, you're not going to be there for Christmas. I want to talk a little bit about What will you be missing? What are some of the traditions that if you were home, this is what you would be doing for Christmas?
I'm going to be missing my family and all my friends and all my coworkers. They are actually having a office Christmas party today, right as we speak, probably.
Have they sent you any pictures?
Yes. I've seen pictures.
All right. They want to make sure that they're missing you and you're missing them, I think, by
exactly.
sending you pictures. But isn't that fun to be able to get those pictures?
It is, exactly. And I wouldn't know what to do if I didn't have the internet over here.
Yes.
But I'm going to be missing all the Christmas parties with family and friends and all the foods and yeah.
What about what's some traditional food that maybe you always had for your family, Christmas dinner or sometime, something that maybe you won't be able to eat here? Now, Nick told us that you're going to be in Washington, D.C. I think that's going to be quite different than if you were in Elkhorn. But, you know, there's probably, you know, what's your traditional Christmas dinner like?
In my family, we've, on Christmas Eve, the day before Christmas Day, we always eat duck with the caramelized potatoes and red cabbage and very nice sauce and the almond dessert thingy. That's something that I'm going to miss. But I think I'll miss mostly is the luncheon that we do on Christmas Day in my father's family, where we just have a lot of different types of fish. Oh. Smoked salmon, smoked trout, different kinds of herring. Yeah, a lot of fish.
So it's mostly smoked, not fresh?
It's both. It's fried fillets of fish, and it's pickled herring, and the smoked mackerel, and yeah. All the fish you can almost imagine.
Yes, that has been quite different. I'm sure you've missed some of that all the time that you have been here. Let's talk a bit about your family. You said you're going to miss your family. You have brothers and sisters or lots of cousins, or tell us a bit about your family.
I have a little sister. Her name is Maria, and she's 7 years my junior, and she lives in the hometown where I grew up in, and she lives about a 5-10 minute drive from my mother, where my mother and her husband lives together, and out on the farm. My dad, where I grew up, it's my dad lives with his wife, and I'm from a
kind of typical for anywhere in the world anymore.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
And so when you're talking about your hometown and the farm and so on, how different is where you came from, your home, from Elkhorn?
Not very different. I feel very much at home here. It is, when I look out the window, the rolling hills, I can see the windmills out in the distance, and it's almost like being home, and that everybody knows everybody, and that everybody greets each other as they pass on the street in their cars. It's just like being at home. Mm-hmm. And it's a neat experience. Okay. that doesn't change even though you are thousands of miles away. So it's fun.
So you didn't have much culture shock. You weren't coming from a very urban area. As you look ahead, now you say you're already working at a museum, but as you look ahead, you know, 3 years, 10 years, where do you hope to be, Mariana?
I would like to be working at an archive. I like doing archival work. I like doing museum work too, but that's a very hard field to get into. We don't have a lot of job openings. The archive business is sort of the same. But somewhere there, museum, archive.
So when you say archive, who would you work for in addition to a museum? I mean, are there businesses? Who needs the expert archival work?
That's a government job mostly. There's a few of the major businesses in Denmark. They have their own archives. I know for a fact that Maersk has their own museum and archive. I would love to work there. That could be fun. But it's mostly a government job. So
I think that possibly means you're going to be in a city, not in the rural area. But we'll see.
Some of the archives are placed out in the cities where they are, and not everything is around Copenhagen. There are archives out in western parts of Jutland, so hopefully I could maybe get a job closer to home.
Yes.
You never know.
We'll see. And I'm thinking, when you're talking about all this archiving, that for some of us, this doesn't sound like fun at all. But I hear you saying you really enjoy it. Why do you think that is? What really draws you to this archival work? As a last thought here, Mariana, why is archiving fun?
Playing with boxes? No, I don't. I just like organizing stuff, putting... This is going to sound a bit...
I'll say it anyway.
Yeah, I just like putting order to semi-chaos. I like that, putting things in a system, and I like developing my own system, so that's neat that I get to do that over here. So I just like it.
Well, I think that the Museum of Danish America has been fortunate to have you, Mariana, who likes to do that kind of work, and a place where it obviously needs to be done, and I know they're appreciating your work. So we want to thank you for visiting with us, Mariana, and until next time, here's the thought. Gifts of time and love are surely the basic ingredients of a truly Merry Christmas.